This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I am really happy to have with me tonight, Daryl London. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So we have an album feature tonight with Daryl's album Primary. But before we get into that, let's learn a little bit about you. Tell us about yourself and how you got into making music for kids.
Okay, well, like a lot of kids artists, I started making music that wasn't for kids. So I was making kind of folk pop indie stuff for about a decade, most of my 20s. And then I had a baby and stopped sleeping. And that led to my first kids album, which was a lullaby EP. And now I have two kids, and I think the idea for this album kind of came about when we were home during the first COVID lockdown, and we were together all the time, and they were asking me all of these questions that they would otherwise be asking probably teachers in school. And sometimes I needed to pause and, you know, do a little research, but I would often find the answer to their questions would sort of come out in song form. So that kind of planted the seed for this album. And I feel like the first album was sort of dipping my toe in the kids' music world, and then this one is diving fully in head first. And I I'm so happy that I made that decision. I feel so at home in this community, and I've actually never come across a community like this before. It's just been really exciting.
Yeah, it's very true. And, you know, the pandemic was such a creative boon for so many people. And the further we get away from the lockdown, you know, people still go back to it as a particularly unique creative time for them. It inspired a lot of songs. And inspired, you know, doing some changes to the way you do things, people getting a lot more involved with YouTube and things like that, doing virtual stuff.
That's just it. And our interpersonal dynamics changed as well, right? The way that we relate to our family, our friends also changed. So I think whenever there's a shift like that, it sort of sparks something in writers anyways, probably all artists, and sort of maybe inspires us to get writing.
So about when did you make that shift? How long ago was this?
So the Lullaby album was I released it in 2018. And then, yeah, this one was 5 years later. I was making sort of grown-up music up until I had my first baby, and I thought I was going to keep doing that. I was very busy up until then touring the college circuit. I'm Canadian, but I was very active on the American college circuit. So I would basically spend a lot of time in my car driving from school to school. And I thought that I would get right back to that after I had my first baby. But I didn't want to anymore. I didn't have the bandwidth. I felt like I was on a whole other planet, and it just wasn't making sense for me creatively anymore. So that also sort of initiated me looking into this other realm.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And, you know, I asked that question to all first-time guests, you know, how you got into it. And I would say a good 80 to 90% are either A, they had kids, and, you know, that just inspired them to make that kind of music, or B, they were already, you know, like early childhood instructors, teachers, things like that, or already sort of inclined to do that. And then I think a little bit of the percentage left are people that kind of backed their way into it and never thought they'd
Right.
be there, but did
Yeah.
a show for kids and had a blast and so forth. So
Right.
it's a fun
Right.
first question to ask. I'm always curious.
Yeah, for sure.
So, all right. Well, let's talk about your album Primary. So as a whole, you talked a little bit about it, but what inspired the themes, the songs? How did you kind of pull it all together?
I would say the sort of unifying or common thread in the album is trying to capture and almost bottle up these certain things about childhood that I've observed in my own children that I just think we all could hold on to a little bit longer. So whether it's creating art just for the sake of it or, stopping and taking a minute to sort of look around at something in the natural world in complete awe. And just sort of the joy of like the simple things like going to get an ice cream. I love that about having kids. And I remember that about when I was a kid. Like, kids love to see the moon out in the daytime. And like with my kids, we stop whenever we see the moon in the day, we stop and, oh, look, it's the moon. And you just take a minute and it's cool. And like people like to see it. But as adults, we almost don't even register those little things that kids enjoy. And I've enjoyed experiencing them with my kids. So yeah, it's kind of just capturing these things that I would love for kids to hold on to a little longer. Like I said, the joy of making art just for the sake of it, pretty soon they'll be getting graded on art in school or comparing their art to their, classmates and just holding on to these feelings of freedom and awe and wonder that kids have and that I think that parents should return to as well.
Yeah, well, it makes perfect sense. There's when you mentioned the moon, I think the first question I ever asked my parents is like, "It's daytime. Why can't I see the moon?" But
And
yeah, as
I get a
adults, you
lot
don't
of
think of that.
questions. I get so many questions like that, and I don't have a science background. And my kid, especially my eldest, he asks every question. Like I was putting him to bed and he'll ask a question. I forget what it was tonight, but literally the question about like Einstein's theories and like all these things. And I always have to say, we'll look it up. I'll get back to you. Hold that thought because I don't have those answers. So it's been kind of fun to pause and explore these things and then come back to it and talk about it. But yeah, kids notice these things and adults were just really busy and it's nice to sort of slow down. And I feel like these songs sort of encourage that in kids and adults.
All right, well, we're going to feature five songs from the album, and we'll kick it off with the title track, Primary. So tell us a little bit about this one.
This was one of the COVID lockdown songs, and it was again started from a question that my kids asked me. I do know the primary colors. I didn't have to look that one up, but they asked me, what are the primary colors? And kids like to ask when they're new with painting, what do you get when you mix this and this, and when you mix this and this? So this was really just straight up me answering them in song. And I'm happy with how the production turned out. We threw some banjo and mandolin on there, and it's just a fun, upbeat, positive sort of way to open up the album.
All right, well, let's get the fun started. We're going to play the song. Here it is, Primary by Daryl London.
What do you want to paint? What do you want to paint? What do you want to paint? What do you want to paint?
Red is good for hearts and berries, hydrants, apples, roses and cherries. Yellow is good for suns and moons and stars and dandelions. Blue, is great for skies, raindrops, rivers, and oceans wide. If you've got these three colors, then you're all set to paint. 'Cause red, yellow, blue are all two shades, they're called black and white. Black is good for pots and kettles, and white can make every other color a little bit more light. But red, yellow, blue are all you really need to paint a rainbow or any other thing. Yeah, red, yellow, blue are primary, and with them you can paint anything you want.
What do you want to paint? 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 How will you mix the paint? How will you mix the paint? What do you want to paint? What do you want to paint?
And that was Primary. All right, the next song we're going to talk about is called Wild Party. Tell us about this one.
Wild Party is a song that I wrote on my ukulele, and it just kind of came to me. I really don't know where it came from, this one, but it's about when wild animals crash your birthday party and what are the steps that you should follow if that were ever to happen. And I wrote it on uke, and I demoed it as kind of like a East Coast kitchen party, kind of like folky wild party feeling. But when I was meeting with my producer, Dean, I couldn't get the idea of exploring it more, kind of punk rock, out of my head. And so he thought on it, and then he emailed me that night and said, there's this band called the Dead Milkmen, and like, I'm kind of getting like that vibe with this song. Have you ever heard of them? And I love the Dead Milkmen, and I listened to them all the time in high school. So I knew that that was the direction we would take it. So it's a punk rock, pop punk rock song about wild party, wild animals at a birthday party, basically that, sums it up.
That is a fascinating topic and very unique inspiration for a children's song. I love it.
Right.
All right. You. Well, let's check this one out. Here it is. Wild Party by Daryl London.
Today's your birthday and you're having all your friends over for cake, balloons, presents, and the rest. You look outside and you can't believe your eyes when you see some unexpected guests. There's a cheetah, she says, nice to meet ya. A dozen monkeys on your front yard tree. What should you do? One, smile. Two, ask, staying a while. Three, invite them to the party. Four, open the door. And five, step aside. That is how you throw a wild party. Things are going great, except the monkeys ate your cake and your friends are trying to cheat the cheetah in a race. You look outside and you can't believe your eyes when you see an unfamiliar face. There's a rhino peeking in the window. He shouts, do you mind if I come in? What should you do? One, smile. Two, ask, staying a while. Three, invite him to the party. Four, open the door. And five, step aside. And that is how you throw a wild party. Now everyone is tired except the monkeys still seem wired, and someone's pinned a tail onto the rhino's rear. You all wait outside for some parents to arrive when you see more creatures drawing near. There's a gator and a warthog and a leopard and a bullfrog and a hippo and a tiger and a lion and a viper. There's a badger with her babies and a family of chimpanzees. There are elephants who are dressed real nice and zebras with extensive stripes. Now everyone is looking at you, and you don't know what you should do. One, smile. Two, can you all stay a while? Three, invite them to the party. Four, open the door. And five, everybody back inside. That is how you throw a wild party. That is how you throw a wild party. Yeah, that is how you throw a wild, exotic and full of style. That is how you throw a wild party.
And that was Wild Party. All right, from animals to bugs. Talk about the song Bugs.
Okay, so I think a lot of parents have probably experienced the moment of teaching your kids, you know, we don't stomp on bugs, especially when they're outside. And my kids, you know, fair question, wanted to know why. Like, why do we not mess with the bugs? And it was kind of just my way of explaining to them that every creature, big and small, has a role to play, even the tiny, tiny, tiniest of creatures. And it definitely is a reminder song to myself, because I do get squeamish with, you know, I wrote lines like centipedes have many feet, but enemies they're not. And I do have trouble with centipedes, but I wrote the song also as a reminder to myself. My kids have sort of weaponized it against me, because now I am supposed to be the spider catcher and the everything catcher in my family, because they can always say, but the bugs are your friends. But I'm working on it, and I do try to practice what I preach. But yeah, it's just a fun song about respecting even the tiniest of creatures.
Good message. All right. Well, we're going to check it out now. Here it is, Bugs by Daryl London.
When I go outside, I visit all my friends. Not the humankind, the ones with many legs. They are happiest in trees and grass and dirt. I say hello and watch them close, but I don't hurt the bugs. My friends, the bugs, they're my friends. They crawl, but they don't creep. They're small, but so mighty. They wanna be outside and free.
My friends,
they do amazing things like help with gardening, and we can live in harmony with my friends, the bugs.
My friends, the bugs, are your friends too.
Ladybug, I like to count her spots. Centipede has many feet, but enemies we're not. The bees are buzzing 'cause they've got a job to do. No need to run away, they don't want to sting you, the bugs. My friends, the bugs, they're my friends. They crawl, but they don't creep.
Like I like you, my friends, the bugs.
And that was bugs. All right, we completely transitioned to a different topic now with ice cream. Tell us about this song.
So I think I decided to write this song because I find you have to walk a very fine line with children's music, and it's harder than it sounds, but you don't want to preach. It's so tempting to just want to impart all of your knowledge onto your kids and all of your values onto your kids through song, but no one wants a whole album of just being preached at. So this was a song to just make sure that I'm also, you know, singing just about fun stuff like ice cream, stuff that everybody likes, stuff that is just a simple pleasure in life, and that's okay. And that's basically about it, just about enjoying ice cream on a summer day.
There's no better reason to write that song. All right, let's play it. Here it is, Ice Cream by Daryl London.
For a treat, will you join me? I'm thinking about something sweet, cool and dreamy, and I know a place down the street. I've got enough coins for you and me. You dream, I dream, we all dream of ice cream. You dream, I dream, we all dream of ice cream. Chocolate or vanilla, what's your favorite? We all dream of ice cream on a summer day. What do you say? Choosing is the hardest part. Rainbows have possibilities. Strawberry speaks to my heart. Sugar cone, extra sprinkles, please. It's enough to make my day. And with a friend like you, that's what dreams are made of. You dream, I dream, we all.
That was Ice Cream. All right, we're going to wrap it up in the song feature here with a song called See You in My Dreams. Tell us about this one.
Yes. So when I'm tucking my kids in at night, something that we found makes it sort of easier to say goodnight is, you know, we'll meet up in our dreams. We'll see you really soon. And we can talk, you know, for a minute about where we might meet up. It could be anywhere, any planet, you know, the desert, the ocean, Disney World, beach. So that's kind of fun. And it's a nice way to sort of drift off to sleep. And with the recording and the production of this album, I really wanted it to feel like you are being lulled sort of into a dream world, especially at the end, there's kind of lots of different voices and ideas and stuff happening, but with a really mellow vibe. So this is actually one of my favorite songs on the album. And of course, a natural way to finish the album with a lullaby.
Yep. And we will wrap up our song features with it. Here it is, See You in My Dreams by Daryl London.
You're getting tired. Mama's here, daddy's nearby. Take your worries and set them aside. Let's talk about all the places we'll try to meet tonight. And I'll see you in my dreams. I'll see build a rocket ship you can fly, or a submarine to take a real deep dive. Find a couple camels and go for a ride across the desert. If you want good dreams, you can decide. Take an idea from somewhere inside, and I'll meet you. You know that I like to go.
And that was See You in My Dreams. And that wraps up our song feature. The album is called Primary. So let everybody know where they can stream, download, purchase these songs, that album, and how they can find and connect with you.
Yeah, so the album is basically available everywhere you stream and buy music online. I also am selling CDs on my website for anyone who is interested. And there is a link in my Instagram that is one of those landing pages that can direct you to your streaming service of choice. But again, if you just search Daryl London Primary, it's wherever you listen. And where they can find me, all of the social media places, I'm there. I'm probably most active on Instagram, I would say. But I try to be pretty active on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
All right, let's talk TikTok for a minute because I go on
Yeah.
there quite a bit. I post stuff, but I'm just curious, how is that working for you as a children's artist? Do you post a lot about your music and things like that, and do you get engagement?
I try to do a mix of my music and, kind of trends and duets and all the things. I had someone advising me for a couple months around the release of my album, so that was kind of a crash course, but I really don't know what I'm doing, and I try my best, but I feel like to post every day and on all the different platforms, I feel like a full-time content creator when I do that. I tried that for a few weeks, and it is a full-time job for some people, but I am also trying to be a musician primarily. So the jury's still out, I would say. It's a bit easier on Instagram when I have a bit of that core following already. TikTok, I'm learning. It's kind of fun, and maybe I'll get traction, but I feel like I'm really putting my time in and not getting super far thus far, but
I am
we'll see.
totally with you on that one.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out one day, or maybe we won't. Who
Or
knows?
maybe we won't. Maybe we'll quit. I
Very
don't know, but I'm still trying, still seeing what happens.
good. Well, I will see you out there. All right. Well, Daryl, thank you so
Yeah.
much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure having you and meeting you and getting to learn about your journey in the album Primary. And look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me. This is nice chatting to you.
Thank you.